Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Animal Inside. This file will help you to unleash the animal within. In a way, it is a transformation, although I'm not actually changing much as such. The things I will be talking about are elements of your body, mind, and conscious that are already there. And all I'm doing is helping them come to the forefront of your mind. Maybe some of these changes will affect your body. It is very possible that your posture, your facial expressions, and maybe some other details are affected. If so, this is all perfectly normal. In fact, unleashing the animal within is completely natural. Things that might have happened to you before as well. Right now, we are going to not exactly dig deep, rather softly traverse deep within you to find, meet, and unleash the animal inside. Take a deep breath, if you will, listening to my voice, letting your breath out as you relax. You might be aware every now and then that you are breathing. Air going in and out of your lungs. The feeling of life spreading through your veins. Some of those vital elements traverse through your bloodstream several times a minute, just to give you life. And your body is the shell around your mind and your unconscious. Together they form a deeply complex, powerful entity that is able to imagine the impossible and dream the unlikely. And you may wonder how these things work. Well, perception is everything. How we look at ourselves, how we see ourselves, how we feel ourselves to be, defines us. When we look in the mirror, who or what we see makes us who we are. And as our opinion changes, so does our outlook on life and the way others see us. As we communicate to them what we feel inside through our posture, movements, expressions, all that nonverbal communication that is actually very feral in nature, quite animalistic in a way, and at the same time it is something simple that spreads through your body and mind, an awareness that underneath all that thought and wisdom and emotion, you are an animal inside. Your instincts, your basic needs, the things that drive you are the same as other animals. Survival, growing, learning, improving, spreading your knowledge. And at the same time, there's things that we often forget. Parts of our animalistic minds that we sometimes choose to ignore. However, the longer you listen to this, the stronger that part of you becomes. Those deep, feral needs, those instinctual urges. And there's also something special with this, because everyone is different. Everyone has a different animal inside. It can be something as simple as a wolf or a lion, a cat or a dog, a mouse, a monkey. But there are so many more options. Close your eyes and imagine with your powerful minds the mind that makes you different from animals. Imagine what animal you truly associate with. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And then exhale some of your humanity to let the animal. And keep breathing. Every time you exhale, the animal inside is growing in strength, in veracity, helping you to feel it, to see it, to hear it. And the stronger it becomes, the more it grows inside of you, the more that instinctual blood runs through your veins, the easier it becomes to imagine. And who knows, maybe you are sensitive enough to already begin noticing the changes it's doing to your body. Maybe it's your legs that are getting stronger, your eyes more sensitive, your nose so aware of everything. Who knows but you, the animal you carry inside that is growing, flowing stronger and stronger, making you aware and feel the beautiful strength that is there. And I know that over time it'll become easier to imagine, to feel, to see, to hear. Every part of your senses may notice subtle details in your behavior or your body that amplify and validate your feelings. And the longer that goes on, the stronger it becomes. It could be anything as subtle as the beginning of a soft fur, to an almost supernatural ability to see in the dark. Your ears picking up the tiniest sounds. Feeling, becoming, embracing the beautiful parts of the animal kingdom that just resonate with you. I'm sure you can see yourself in many ways, feel yourself changing. Now in a moment I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and as I count, I will leave it up to your unconscious to choose how deeply you want to go down into this sensation, embracing the animal inside. I wonder how wild you would become. 10. Sliding deeper and deeper. 9. Eight, aware of the changes in your body beginning to become more clear. 7, going deeper and deeper. 6, no need to think. 5, each number pulling you in closer to the animal inside. 4, as you embrace what you have become. 3, and are continuing to become even deeper. 2, aware of every word. 1, so deep. This animal inside, the more you embrace it, the more you imagine yourself in its skin, the more pleasant and satisfying will it become for you to feel it, to see it, to hear it. The changes in your voice, your posture, your movements, your expressions. Maybe even subtleties like how your teeth are becoming a little sharper, or your fingernails a bit longer. Every part of your body in harmony, the more you accept the animal inside. Now in a moment I'm going to count up again from 1 all the way to 10 to awaken you, and the part of you that will awaken is the deep, craving, wandering, instinctual animal inside. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Rawr.